Communities large and small have been trying to deal with their own garbage since the beginning of civilization. The first municipal waste dump in the Western world is credited to Athens in the 5th century BC, and that's the solution nearly every community takes, at least for starters. We've spent the last 2 weeks looking at solid waste management across this state. And while methods and incentives have differed over the decades, experts in the field are coming to one conclusion. Josh Stanbro is Chief Resilience Officer for the City and County of Honolulu.
So, I think what's important is a throwaway society doesn't work at any level.
Honolulu trash is tied to resilience because we burn trash for about 10% of Oahu's energy needs. Garbage to energy seems a great fate for trash. Other islands consider it, but is it really clean energy?
We got to get rid of coal first. We got to get rid of oil next. Now we'll get to a point where we need to take a look at H-Power and say, what are the carbon emissions from H-Power? You know, we need to get to a place where we're completely carbon neutral in 2045. That's state law, right?
Solid waste expert Jordan Howell concurs that H-Power works for the moment. Howell has been studying solid waste systems in Hawaii since 2011.
There's never going to be a one-size-fits-all strategy for dealing with garbage. The best waste management solutions seem to be the ones that really meet community needs and reflect how the community sees its relationship with the environment.
There's a growing realization that everything on Earth is part of an interrelated system, a circular economy. In a world where natural systems fed each other, nature had designed out waste. Then we invented plastics, and you see the recycling issues now. It's something we can't repurpose or get rid of. It's a dead end. With the breakdown in the global recycling market, municipal governments are hoping manufacturers will complete the reuse circle.
We're putting out RFPs on glass. Can we turn it into sand? Can we use it in construction projects?
Stanbro calls Honolulu's recent plastics ban the most ambitious and comprehensive plastics ban in the country. It comes on the heels of similar bans on Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii Island, a key sign that the idea of a circular economy is catching on in Hawaii. Rafael Bergstrom is Executive Director of Sustainable Coastlines Hawaii.
If you are on that level where you're ready to use your voice in a new way, there's so many opportunities from your local neighborhood board all the way up to the federal level. There's ways to use your voice and help create policy and not be afraid of it. We are the boss of our legislatures, but we have stopped asking them to answer to us because not enough of us are showing up.
Single-use plastics, packaging plastics that go directly into the trash, stand out as some of the worst offenders, not just in Hawaii. Other countries have instituted fees, fines, and other penalties and incentives to get people to understand their part in a circular system. We get to decide how ours will work, and it will affect every one of us.
We're as close, probably, as anybody on the planet in terms of our value system to what we want to see. Now, can we take our island values, both around natural resources and around our social cohesion, and find a way to build an infrastructure that truly lets us be sovereign and sustainable for our own survival?
Good question. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.